The river ferries sturdy contraption hauls truth. His mirrors over the water, another mirror in truth, but with the implacable depths that in its roaring guttural strength will tear away the best laid plans and solidify in its astonishing abruptness the irresolvable chaos of existence. And the ferryman speaks his crooked lies, facing both shores as equals in singing Dixie. And the battle hymn in the same harmonious fit, as if in both, mixed and mongrel and stirred up like. He knows he'll find everyone amazed and crucified and wretched like the hound dog cur, that paltry beat. That desperate creature with sad eyes and a quiet beating heart pitches up out of the terror and hurt of living and the dead. The lies and truths that stack up like bags of flour and pelts of trapped beasts. She can smell the desperate agonies of everyone. Has a story to tell because a story is always a symptom of agony and terror. Just as fever that trembles up the whole body and racks it in sweat and spasms and shit, piss, and that peculiar glaze in the eye, like clouds on a day, just unbottling itself and not yet right. The ferryman and the snake oil salesman speak in forked tongues and know the price is just because they have to live. The silence is what swells up and threatens all of them. A silence coming on a horse with a story he refuses, or at least refuses to tell, and so everyone pockets it as if a theft or a deal, who knows. But sure, there's no Ned who can't tell. Josie wails a story, and they might even mean something by it, and might even know some things, but what they all know is how the silence is where he is dwelling and where he has risen up out of a simple force of nature, like a bear or a wolf or a pine tree, all living without telling anyone anything, giving nothing up. So their secrets remain deep in the ground, in the arteries pumped full of raw life. That's what they know. And why they talk and talk, and having had their say, have to fall quiet, quiet. Like when a day is nearly done, and there's a far-off bird, maybe, and the wind blowing up dusky shards of the consequences of the day near a creek. And in that quiet is the awful fear of the silence of Josie Wales telling them that all stories are ghosts, and you can't be warm with ghosts. What are these souls wanting but just to be hugged and told? They can rest their heads in the heart of love, which is a strong and fierce truth, and which is what that dog is, all to the side of the road, and essential in its resistance and unspoken fear.